Dr. E. The mom who called in about her junior high son might have some added ammunition with her son's her husband's double standard if you gave her the stats on younger dating and what it leads to. Now, this is from Dr. Nancy. She listens from Michigan. I'm familiar with these stats. I even cite them often in my presentations. The caller said the boy, I think 13, 14, I don't know, wanted to go to some dance, wanted to go get involved with some girl. Something where she, well, felt quite uncomfortable as a mom. I don't want to do this. My gut tells me I don't like it. We didn't let our girls do it, but my husband says it's okay. He didn't let the girls do it, mom pointed out rather poignantly. I thought that there was a double standard here. Here's the ammunition that Dr. Nancy is referring me to. This is from Youth Worker, spring 1987. The authors were Brent Miller and Terrence Olson. I have had over the years many people ask me the origin of this stat, and I've only been able to give them a vague reference. I heard it first on Focus on the Family. USA Today picked it up. I had not seen where it actually came from originally. The title of the article is The Younger, the Sooner, Youth Worker. If a girl has a first date at age 12, in their survey, the percent of the time that physical relations occur before graduation is 91%. Age 13, first date, 56%. Age 14, 53, not much difference between 13 and 14. Age 15, 40, not really all that much difference there. The big plummet is between 12 and 16. At 12, she has a first date, chances of being physically active before graduation, 91%. At age 16, if she has a first date, 20%. Now, what odds do you want to play? Given those statistics, it occurs to me that my wife must have had her first date when she was 28. Now, some might say, who in their right mind would let a 12 and a 13-year-old date? Well, do not junior highs and some middle schools sponsor dances, don't they? They set it up. Well, those are just group things. We just go in groups. Yeah, well, you may set it up as a group, but that may not be what certain of the kids' ideas would be. Why do we introduce them at 6th, 7th, and 8th grade to opposite-sex relationships? Why do we do this? And we do it. The grown-ups do it. The public school people do it. Sadly, many of the parochial school people do it. Why? What purpose? What is the reason? Well, it's socially fun. It's socially pleasant. It's socially nice. I don't argue that. Although for some kids it isn't. It's uncomfortable. But you have to look at the downside. You don't see, my sense has always been that we are a culture of sheep and we sort of just do what people do. And if dances in middle school are common things, well, then you just do it. You don't think it through. You just do it. That's when they do it. That's when most of the culture does it. You just do it. How does it get its momentum? Gets its momentum because we're sexualizing our children earlier and earlier. So, dances in middle school, dances in junior high. Hey, no problem. They're interested in boys and girls anyway. Of course they are. Who doesn't deny that? When I was in sixth grade, I really liked girls. It was happening already. Dances in my school? First dance I went to was ninth grade, and it was kind of an informal party setting in a neighborhood where my aunt lived. Probably too early for me then. But, so here's some stats here. Of ninth graders with steady boyfriend-girlfriend, 70% of the boys, 60% of the girls said that they had relations. Now, this is ninth graders, guys. Ninth graders with steadies. Ninth graders. 70% of boys, 60% of girls. Do you realize that means the odds are not in your favor? Of freshman boys who dated occasionally, 52% were physical, whereas 35% of the girls were physical. Now, there's a little bit of good news in this. This was done in 1987. That's 20 years ago. Of course, think about this. Those of you who are saying we're spinning out of control fast, it wasn't that way when I was a kid. Well, many of you were kids 20 years ago, and it was pretty bad then. There is some indication that's actually gotten better. Actually has gotten better. Hard to believe, but it has. And I have here in my coffee-stained palm. This is from Focus on the Family. I think I reported this to you. It appears more young people are choosing to remain pure. More than half of all teens, down to 46% last year, said they were still pure. That's down from 53%. No. Sorry. 46% a year ago said they were pure. 53% this past year said we've chosen to remain pure. So there is some indication that those numbers are trending in the other direction. But this was 20 years ago this study was done. Those are really frightening statistics. 20 years ago.